You're listening to a download from North Sound 2. Listen again.
This is Super Scoreboard Extra Time. Aberdeen travel to Ibrox to try and beat Rangers for the first time in over 20 years.
Well, it should be just another game because the mental attitude when you play Rangers is that, it's another fixture. A fixture which, obviously, we want to compete well in, and I'm sure we will. So if we try to make it anything different, it perhaps exaggerates the importance of a three-point challenge. That's what it is, really. The one thing that is certain is that Rangers will be hurting after their midweek unfortunate exit from Europe. So, a wounded animal is a very dangerous one. So we're very well aware that Rangers will have to react, and I've heard Ali McCoy say that already. So I'm sure they will react, but we too want to maintain our decent results in the last couple of games, so it should be a good fixture. Played well in patches of both the past two games and the other times in the game we've been disappointing, so we've shown our capability. That's what we need to be right up for the game and consistent in our play, because there's been an inconsistency which is disappointing. You know, I felt earlier in the games since we started the season against Villarreal, we were consistently good. Against St Johnstone, we did very well at home here. Against Celtic, we did very well at home here. But against Hearts, we had an excellent spell and then a poor spell. And the same in the last game too, against Inverness. So, you know, there's a lack of consistency about our play. And the team is getting to know each other better, the new players. So that should bring about... I always feel consistency of selection gives a consistent performance, and we haven't really had that yet. Well, what's in my mind, Aberdeen hadn't beaten Dundee in 17 attempts here until midweek, so we broke a record then. So it would be nice to break a record on Sunday.
Yeah, well, it's a tough game because, you know, the fixture over recent seasons would tell you, Aberdeen boys are always up for the Rangers game, the Rangers boys are always up for the Aberdeen game, so it's a good game. And the good thing is it's coming after a couple of days, so we've got to prepare, right now, for the Aberdeen game. I've picked up last couple of games, the better performance obviously against Inverness. I watched the game against Inverness. This happens and sometimes in one or two occasions when you're 2-0 up, you lose a late goal, you run the risk of losing another goal. That was the case, but I thought, certainly scored a couple of goals, Aberdeen, and looked quite comfortable.
Stephen McMenemy and Dave McDermott were at the game for North Sound 2.
That's a lovely ball for Steve Davis via Jelovic, and it's in. Steve Davis, the despairing dive to his left of David Gonzalez, and Rangers take the lead after 14 minutes. Rangers 1, Aberdeen 0. Still Pollitt, back to McArdle. McArdle into the middle, a header over the back, and it's McGregor with his save. The defender headed it. McGregor had to look lively just to push that ball away. He's still in play with Richard Foster coming forward now, threads it to Vernon. Vernon thought about a shot on the turn, does try a shot, good save, and Richard Foster!
Dave!
Goal kick. It was Vernon with the shot, the save from McGregor. Ball came to Foster and he almost just did what we said, but somehow it came off the bar and went behind. Goal kick to Rangers. Takes it, and so it's dropped by Gonzalez. And Naismith knocks the ball into the empty net, and a real howler from the Dons, Colombian goalkeeper. And that's it in stoppage time, which, quite frankly, they do not deserve.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
The result is a home win, which is very disappointing for Aberdeen. I think we played reasonably well enough to get at least a point, maybe even all 3 points, but credit Rangers, they had a tough game on Thursday, and they had I'd like to think a tough game today as well, so they've survived today's game. We shouldn't have been in the position of having to desperately seek an equaliser towards the end. We had one or two good chances and played, I think, for the last hour of the game, played particularly well. We had two good chances, Ricky Foster, felt sorry for him because there was a fullback right in the 6 yards box heading against the bar. You feel a striker would have been more comfortable in that position, but I don't fault Ricky Foster because he gets credit for being there and for the enthusiasm that he had to follow in the shot from Vernon, and he was perhaps in below it too quickly, too enthusiastic. But You know, I think Aberdeen kept the ball well. The possession was good. We're trying to play the game the way it should be played. And I think, I'm a bit biased obviously, but I think we should emerge with a fair degree of credit, although we lost the game.
Next up, Aberdeen travel to the capital city to take on Hibs at Easter Road. That takes place on Sunday, the 11th of September. Kick-off's at 3 o'clock, but Super Scoreboard Live will be on air from 2 p.m. This has been Super Scoreboard Extra Time.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound2.com.